Saturday. Instead of folks today for all your personal or business insurance needs, Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. They're saving business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. It serves Mexican restaurants and specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. should dose you for a quick, delicious meal. Cotton Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Sports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Delta Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HelmandMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. They're saving business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Fountain Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Sports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Hello, Panther fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from Delta High School, where your Panthers continue league play against the visiting Moffitt County Bulldogs. Delta got back on track on Tuesday, getting the doubleheader sweep of the Salt 5-4 and 18-1. Landon Clay was 5-for-7 between the two games with two doubles, a walk, and an RBI. Braden Sprout got the win in Game 1, pitching 6 2/3 and giving up 4 runs, all earned, walking 1 and striking out 8. In Game 2, Ty Reed pitched 5 2/3 innings, picking up his first victory of the season, walking 6 and striking out 4. The Panthers look to solidify their standing in the Western Slope League against the good Bulldogs squad. Moffitt enters today's doubleheader well-rested, 5-3 overall, 5-1 in league, and coming off as a doubleheader sweep of Gunnison slightly over a week ago. The Bulldogs are led at the plate by a quartet of seniors, Ryan Peck, Daniel Rush, Running, Carson Miller, and Derek Squires. Peck leads the team in batting average at .538, while Squires is the team leader in RBI with 8. Peck and Squires seem to be their most successful pitchers so far this season. Peck is 2-0 with a .286 ERA, 3 walks, and 12 strikeouts, while Squires seems to be the harder throwing of the two. He's 1-1 with a .488 ERA, 3-9 walks, and 24 strikeouts. So we will see Squires in Game 1 and more than likely Peck in Game 2. We will take a look at the starting lineups now, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. The starters for Moffitt County, leading off, playing center field, will be number 2, Daniel Running. Batting second, the starting pitcher, number 7, Derek Squires. Batting third, the shortstop, number 15, Ryan Peck. In the cleanup role today for Moffitt County, at least in Game 1, will be the second baseman, number 9, Carson Miller. Batting 5th, the left fielder, number 1, Easton Briggs. In the 6th hole will be the catcher, number 11, Easton Eckroff. Batting 7th, the first baseman, number 5, Casey Shoulder. Batting 8th, the right fielder, number 10, Court Murphy. And rounding out the lineup in the 9th hole will be their third baseman, number 6, Max Nolan. For Delta, lineup looks like this for Game 1. Leading off, playing right field, number 7, Ty Reed. Batting second, the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting third will be the catcher, number 27, Brendan Bear. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, number 14, Clayton Sandoval. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Batting sixth, the pitcher in Game 1, number 19, Braden Sprout. Batting seventh will be the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. He'll be hitting for the second baseman, number 5, Chaz Wilkes. Batting 8th, the left fielder, number 28, Jacob Hancock. And batting 9th, the center fielder, number 6, Brett Laho. So, a little bit of a breeze here today. It's about 49 degrees or so, and like I said, a slight breeze. We'll say partly cloudy skies as the sun is starting to peek through just a little bit. You know, as long as we can avoid the weather we had yesterday, the wind and the rain, I think we're going to be okay. The rain did help this field a little bit as they, you know, tend to have a shortage of water early in the season. The problem was the wind blew the dirt and the infield's a little hard, so we'll see how that affects both teams here today. So we will take a break, and when we come back, we will have the first pitch of this baseball game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. Stand up vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com to shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7548. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Welcome back to Delta High School. I'm Mark Cantor. Your Panthers getting ready to take on the Moffitt County Bulldogs. So, like I mentioned, Bulldogs on the season 5-3, 5-1 in league. So, pretty good year. They're hitting the ball pretty well, it seems like, and pitching is coming along as well. So, Bulldogs will face Delta. So that's to be considered Delta's ace now, Braden Sprout. Sprouty on the season, a 5.33 ERA. He's 3-1 in 7 appearances, 3 of those starts. He's pitched a complete game this year. And 6 walks, 25 strikeouts. So, once again, the infield, first to third for the Panthers, Sandoval, Wilkes, Landon, Clay, and Porter. And left to right in the outfield will be Hancock, Laho, and Reed. Bear will be behind the plate, Sprouty on the mound. So Daniel Running will lead off the game for the Bulldogs, Running on the season. Batting 471, 3 doubles, and 2 strikeouts. Taco Time, first pitch forthcoming. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Sprout stares in. Umpire says, let's play, and here we go. Lefty Sprout to the righty Ruddy. This one's going to be lifted into short right field. Wilkes is out. Reed is in, and that's going to drop in front of Reed for a base hit. So Derek Squires will come to the plate now. Squires batting 278 on the season, two doubles, a triple, eight RBI. Two walks, three strikeouts. Left on left matchup. Good lead by running down at first. The pitch, the breaker's in there for a strike. Sprout stares in. He's now set. The pitch, fouled at the plate. Counts even. Running has two stolen bases on the season. Another good lead. He's held on by Sandoval. The pitch. This one bounced. A chopper to Wilkes. Wilkes boots it. Comes up with it and just gets the throw off in time to get Squires at first. Good job by Wilkes to stay with that one and get the out at first. Runner will advance to second, so running will be there, and Ryan Peck will come to the plate. Back 538 on the season, two doubles, a triple. Five walks, four strikeouts. He'll step in on the right side. Sprout has his sign, checks the runner running at second. Now comes home for the Taco Time first pitch. This one lifted into right field. Reed going back, and it's gone. So a two-run home run will put the Bulldogs on the board first. It's 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here in the top of the first inning. One out. And the second baseman, Carson Miller, coming to the plate. Miller. Stand in from the right side. He's batting 308 on the season with a double. Two walks, six strikeouts. Pitch. Going inside for a ball. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Counts even now. Miller steps up, now back in. Sprout stares in, he's set, and delivers. This one, on the ground to third. Porter up with it, on to first in time. Two outs in the inning. And our left fielder, Easton Briggs, will come to the plate. Briggs, only batting 091 on the season. Four walks, three strikeouts. He's in on the right side against the lefty Sprout. The pitch, swing and a miss. Sprout with a little bit of sinking action to that fastball. Here's the 0-1. This one's lifted down the left field line. It's hooking foul, and it is out of bounds. So Sprout way ahead in the count now, 0-2. Briggs hustles back. He's back into the box now. The pitch. It's Briggs stepping back as that one came dangerously inside. It's the 1-2 delivery from Sprout. in the dirt. Count Steven. Deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Sprout kicks and fires. Swing a miss, strike three. And in creation, strikeout ends the inning, but not before some damage can be done. Two runs on two hits, one of them being a two-run shot by Ryan Peck. Delta, just her chance to answer here in the bottom of the first. And leading off for the Panthers will be Ty Reed, followed by Landon Clay and Brendan Baer. Delta Panthers baseball and my streaming broadcast of it. Sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. With cabinet design solutions for your home and office, Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast, the Sunflower Room. If you need help to relax, let Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. So Derek Squires will be on the mound for the Bulldogs. Squires on the season. As I mentioned in the pregame, a .488 earned run average. That's in three appearances. Two of those are starts. He does have a 1-1 record. 9 walks, 24 strikeouts. So, hard thrower, and he'll face a lineup that has struggled with the plate approach early in the season and seemed to have a better approach in DeSalt. Let's see if that continues here today. Ty Reed at the plate. The Delta right fielder, batting .462 on the season. He takes low for ball one. Reed with 6 doubles and a triple. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. That pitch taken for a strike and the count's even. Reed's on-base percentage, .512. Breaking balls low for ball two. Squires set, now delivers. Fastball on the outside, swung on and missed. And the count's even at 2. The pitch. This one's lifted into center field. Center fielder running, going back, can't play it as the wind got a hold of that. It's off the wall. And Reed pulls in with a leadoff double at second. Great way to lead off the game. And now Delta has Landon Clay coming to the plate. Lando having a good season, batting .429, a couple of doubles, 5 ribbies, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Good lead by Reed down at second. Clay, slow roller to short. He is going to beat the throw. No! They say they got him by a quarter of a step. It's a good throw by Tech at short on that slow roller. One down in the inning, Reed at third, and Brendan Baer will come to the plate. Delta's primary catcher is batting .270 on the season. The lefty stands in, has got 2 doubles, as he will take on the outside corner for strike one. Baer, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. The pitch, at Bear's head. He ducks out of the way, and the count's even at one. Bear also with 10, 9 RBI on the season. He's looking to add to that. This one's deep to right. And just like that, just like the first inning, the third batter hits a two-run homer, and Delta has tied the score. Almost identical to what Moffitt County did in the first. A leadoff hit. First out of the inning by the second batter, and then a two-run jack by the third batter, in Delta's case, Brendan Bear. And that'll bring Trayton Sandoval to the plate. Tank batting 282 on the season, two doubles. Big hack from him is a swing and a miss from the top of time first pitch. Sandoval, three walks, six strikeouts. The pitch. Swings at the high heat, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Delta first baseman. The pitch. This is inside. Here's the 1-2 to Sandoval. This one's going to be lifted, foul ground on the right side. First baseman's shoulder is over and makes the catch. So two outs here in the bottom of the second. Lance Porter will come to the plate. Delta's third baseman batting 333 on the season, a double and a triple. Five walks, seven strikeouts, an on-base percentage of 484. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Porter steps out now, back in. The pitch from Tech. Swings and misses again. So Porter will gather himself once again back into the right side. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Tech. This one in the dirt bounces away from the catcher. Two down here, bottom of the first. 1-2 pitch from Peck. This one lifted to left field. Center fielder Running and Briggs converge. Running calls off Briggs, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But Delta answers. Two runs of their own on two hits here in the bottom of the first inning, and the score is tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Time for Panther Pride. Sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So the Boys and Girls Track competed at the Coleridge Invitational yesterday, posting several top five finishes. Girls 800 sprint medley team finished fourth. The girls 4x200 meter relay team was fourth. The boys team was fifth. The girls in the girls 1600 meter run, Paige Kaymeyer took fifth. In the 800 meter run for the boys, John Dexter finished first, and for the girls, Kylie Huff was fourth and Charlie Abbott was fifth. The teams next compete in Montrose on Friday. So 6-7-8 now for the Bulldogs, coming to the do up here in the bottom of the inning, or in the top of the second, excuse me. Again, score tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Easton Eckroff will lead off the inning for the Bulldogs. Stands in on the right side. Eckroff batting 250 on the season. Does have a double. and a strikeout. He takes one inside, ball one. Sprout sets, now kicks and fires. This one lined it over the head of second baseman Wilkes into right field. Reed up with it quickly, and this inning starts like the first one did, a leadoff single. And now Casey Shoulder, the first baseman, will come to the plate. Shoulder batting 400 on the season, a double and a triple. One walk, two strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a pitch in the dirt. Fair with a good stop there behind the plate. Sandoval holding the runner Ekroff on first. Ekroff, very small lead. The pitch. That just misses the strike zone on the outside half, and the count's even. Here's the 1-1 from Braden. Swing and a miss. Great fastball right down the heart of the plate. Shoulder wasn't ready for it. Swung late. The pitch. Misses the high strike and the count's even. Two balls and two strikes now to Shoulder. Sprout looks over at Ekroff at first, then comes home, and that's a swinging strike for A&M Creations strikeout, the second one of the game for Sprout, first out of the inning. That'll bring Court Murphy to the plate. Right fielder takes strike one. Murphy batting 143 on the season with a double. One walk, five strikeouts. The 0-1. Slow. It counts even. One delivery. Murphy able to check his swing, but the ball is in the dirt and gets away from Bear, and Ekroff will advance on the wild pitch. Here's the 2-1 from Sprout. Thrown inside. Quinn Welch working in and out. Ekroff down at second. Murphy at the plate with a 3-1 count. One down here, top of two. The pitch. That's right down the middle for strike three in the count, or strike two in the count full. Sprout comes set. He'll check the runner out at second. And delivers the payoff pitch. This one a bouncer, chopper on the ground, pass Sandoval. But Wilkes backing up. Sandoval gets back to first in a hurry. And funky hop. We're going to call that an infield hit. Funky hop just over the glove of Sandoval. Wilkes there with a strike to first, and they just missed getting the batter Murphy. So runners on the corners now for the Bulldogs. Max Nolan will come to the plate. Nolan, 250 batter on the season. Couple of RBI. Three walks, seven strikeouts. He takes strike one. Brian Jennings, head coach for the Bulldogs, giving the signs down at third base. The 0-1. That's the high strike called. Top of the zone there, right across the numbers, and umpire liked it. So Sprouty way ahead now of the batter, Nolan. He comes set and delivers, runners going, pitch outside, throw down by Bear. Not in time, a stolen base for Murphy. Beckhoff does not score from third. Beckhoff did not make an attempt. So 1-2 the count to Nolan. Sprout stares in. He's got shining lights. And delivers. This one tipped into the catcher's glove, and Nolan is out. Third strike out of the game for Sprout. It's the second out of the inning, and Bulldogs flipping the lineup card. Daniel Running coming back to the plate. He led off the game with a single. Came around to score on the Peck homer. Two outs here, top of two. Score tied at two on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. This one on the ground to third. Porter up with it on the first and gets Peck by about half a step. Good throw by Porter. Excuse me, got Running by half a step, and that will end the inning. So no runs on two hits. Two left on for the Bulldogs. No errors by Delta. We will go to the bottom of the second. Delta's going to send 6-7-8 to the plate. That's Sprout, Clay, and Hancock. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. A&M Creations on Main is also a proud sponsor of my broadcast. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. And tonight, I'm sure they've got the prime rib going, and their prime rib is some of the best I have ever had. I highly recommend you checking it out if you have the opportunity. So score is tied at two on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we head to the Delta half of the second inning. Braden Sprout set to come to the plate to face Squires. Braden batting 364 on the season with a double and three triples. He leads the team in that category. Sprout has a walk and three strikeouts on the season. He'll stand in from the left side against the lefty Squires. Tucker time first pitch to Brayton's low. Ball one. Here's the 1-0. That catches the outside corner for a strike. The pitch. Two-seamer is a base hit in the right. Lead-off single for Sprout. Now, Logan Clay will come to the plate. Logs batting 321 on the season with three RBI. 10 walks, four strikeouts. Very patient batter is Clay. Sprout with a good lead. Being held on by shoulder. Sprout beats the Dowdy Steel Machine kickoff throw back to the bat. The pitch. That misses way high. This one sailed on Squires. This pitch is a base hit in the left. Delta playing station-to-station baseball with back-to-back singles. And now Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. Hancock on the season, batting 556 and 9 at bat. Has an RBI, and he's going to square to bunt, but pulls back, takes ball one. They try to Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw to first. And error on the catcher, Ekroff. The runners advance. So Delta now with two runners in scoring position. Sprouts on third, Clay on second. Jacob Hancock in on the right side. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball from Squires. And Hancock couldn't catch up with it. Counts even at one. The pitch. As Hancock scoring the bunt again, he's going to pop it up foul just off the end of the catcher, Ekroff's glove. Good hustle by Ekroff. Just couldn't get there. No outs here. Bottom of the second inning. Score tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hancock will step back into the batter's box, having to be tough with 2 and protect the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The 2-seamer. It's going to get away from the catcher, Ekroff, but he will... They're going to say he did not tag Hancock, and Hancock hustled down to the first, but he'll be out there as the catcher throws him out. So one out now in the inning, and Brett Leho will come to the plate. Brett on the season is batting 278 with 3 RBI. Looking to add to that total with 2 runners in scoring position, and he will lift the ball in the short right field. The second baseman, Miller, is out the ball, gets away from him, and the center fielder has to come in and can't make the play. Center fielder running called Miller off and then could not make the play. Leho will be at first. Clay at third, and Sprout had scored on the error, so Delta leads 3-2 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Top of the batting order for Delta, Ty Reed at the plate. Reed doubled to lead off the bottom of the first inning for Delta, came around to score on the Brendan Bear home run. First pitch to Reed, the fastball, who Reed swings and misses. Short lead by Leho at first against the lefty Squires. The pitch. Low in the zone, and Reed swings over the top of it. So Ty's going to have to be tough with 2 in battle now. Good lead by Leho down at first. He's held on by shoulder. The pitch. Fouled at the plate. Signs come in from Coach T. Ryer down at third. Reed back into the right side. And the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, and Reed will have a seat with the second out of the inning. And now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay grounded too short last inning. Squires will check the runners. Now comes set. Tucker time first pitch to nope. It's a Dowdy Steel Machine throw over. Pickoff throw at first. And Leho back in time. And then first baseman shoulder held the ball extra long, seeing if he could get Leho and couldn't. That's a base knock into right field by Lando. Leho with his speed rounds first, or round second, and is in, goes first to third. On the base knock that actually rolled a ways before the right fielder Murphy could track it down. So Brendan Bear comes to the plate, a two-run homer. Last inning, got Delta on the board and tied the score at two. Delta now leads 4-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bottom of the second, two outs. Runners at first and third. Pitches outside for a ball. Bear's going to swing. A hit and run was actually on, it looked like. As Bear swung at a bad pitch for strike one, but Clay's going to steal second. So, again, runners at second and third for the Panthers. Count even at one to Bear. Two outs, bottom of two. The pitch from Squires. It was bounced to the catcher. Good block by Ekros. And Bear is ahead in the count now. The pitch misses outside and the count's even. It was actually a 3-1 pitch, and Bear's going to take it, and the count now full. Payoff pitch is fouled on the third base side, and that was one of those pitches that may not have been a strike, but it was too close to take, so Bear continues to battle. Payoff pitch again from Squires is on the ground on the right side and foul down the first baseline this time. So Bear continues to battle. He'll step back into the left side to face the lefty Squires. The pitch. Taken high, good at bat for Bear, and he'll load the bases. Probably going to get a courtesy runner. We are. It's going to be Connor Workman. And now Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. He popped up to the third baseman's shoulder in foul ground last inning. So this time he comes to the plate with two outs and the bases loaded. Delta already with a 4-2 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sandoval just looking for a base knock. Going to hit it hard somewhere. Here's the pitch. That misses high. The pitch. That misses low. So Sandoval with a hitter's count now 2-0. The pitch. This one's going to be hit on the right side and out of play. So Sandoval still ahead 2-1. The pitch, taken high, and it's 3-1. Sandoval doing a good job laying off the high heat that time. The pitch. This one on the ground hit hard to Miller. Comes up with it, a throw to first, in time. So Delta plates two. On three hits, Last three on. No errors. I take that back. One error by Moffitt County. So Delta leads 4-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the third inning. 2-3-4 in the order due up for the Bulldogs. That's Squires, Peck, and Miller. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. There's a 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast is Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Derek Squires will stand in on the left side against the lefty. He grounded out to second in his first at bat. He takes 5-1. Once again, Delta leads 4-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we start the third inning. The pitch. Back in the zone. Count even at 1 now. Sprout has a sign. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Sprouty. Slider that starts on the inside half and slides off the outside half. So Sprout ahead now, 1-2. The pitch. This one is going to be back up the middle. So that'll be the third leadoff single of the day for the Bulldogs. Peck will come to the plate. He had the two-run homer to put Moffitt County on the board in the first inning. Squires with the decent lead off the first. The pitch. Misses low, 1-1. Squires, a couple stolen bases on the year so far. The pitch. That missed somewhere. Not entirely sure where. Apparently outside. Here's the 2-0 to Peck. It's in the dirt. Good block by Bear. See if Peck's got the green light, 3-0 here and no outs. The pitch. Way outside. So a four-pitch walk to Peck. First walk of the game for Sprout. So the Bulldogs with runners at second and first bring Carson Miller to the plate. Miller grounded to third in the first inning. Squires the runner at second. Peck on first. Squire in from the right side. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. This is inside. 12-6 curve there. Sprout shares in, has his sign, checks the runners, and delivers. Taken on the outside half for strike one. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch there. And Miller out in front of it. So Sprout ahead in the count, 1-2. He comes set, checks the runners, and delivers. Breaking ball, softly hit to first, a flip to Sprout, and he is in a foot race to first. He'll get the out. Sprout late to cover, but made up the ground and was able to get the runner Miller by about half a step for the first out of the inning. Runners advance, so Bulldogs to have runners at second and third, and Easton Bridge to the plate. He struck out looking back in the first inning. One down here, bottom of three. Excuse me, top of three. Delta leads 4-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch, low and inside. Ball one. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's some high cheese. The pitch. That's in for a strike. So, again, Sprout ahead in the count, 1-2. The pitch. This one lifted into center field. Lejo makes the throw or makes the catch. For the second out of the inning, I see what happened. And Tech was doubled off of second. So Delta gets out of a jam with no damage done, maintains their 4-2 lead into the bottom of the third inning. They'll send Porter, Sprout, and Clay to the plate. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Hellman Motor Company is also a proud sponsor of my baseball broadcast here. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. And Taco Time is a proud sponsor here as well. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter flew out to center in the first. He'll be on to face Flyers for the second time. Porter in from the right side. Here's the top of time first pitch to Porter. Swing and a miss. The pitch. This one be lifted on the infield on the right side. Shoulder called off by the second baseman Miller, who's going to make the catch. One down here, bottom of three, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Braden singled and scored last inning. Here's the pitch. taken on the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 0-1 from Squires. The breaking ball back up the middle and through. That's Sprout's second hit of the day. So a one-out single for Braden, and Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay singled and scored last inning as well. So Sprout, the runner at first, a really good lead out there, held on by shoulder. Squires looking over at him, now comes home. Clay takes strike one. Signs from Coach Steve Ryer at third. Loads back into the right side against the lefty Squires. Again, a good lead by Sprout to throw home, and that pitch is fouled back into the Delta dugout. And now Clay going to have to be tough with two in battle. The pitch. That's in there for strike three. Not a good at-bat for Logan Clay. And with two outs, Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. And actually looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter as Connor Workman comes to the plate for Hancock. So Workman on the season. Batting 303, three doubles, eight RBI, six strikeouts. So Sprout will be your runner at first. And Workman will be on the right side against the lefty Squires. So a good lead by Sprout at first, held on by shoulder. Squires looks right at him. Now comes home. This is high and outside. Squires stares in, has the sign. Now it's a Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw over the first. Sprout back in plenty of time. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Workman. Swing and a miss. Sprout's going. Throw down by Ekroth is not in time. Brady steals the base. There's been a hit-and-run call as Workman swung at a pretty bad pitch there. So Sprout with a good lead off of second. Miller and Peck working in and out on him. The pitch. That misses high and outside. So it's 2-1 to Clay, to Workman. The pitch. This one's going to be lined into center and dropped. Sprout will score from second. So a two-out single by Workman gets him an RBI. Delta adds to their lead. It's 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brett Leho now to the plate. Reached on an error last inning. Was left on base. Good lead by Workman down at first, and he'll retreat. Two outs here, bottom of three. Delta leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch to Lejo, and Workman's off and running, and the ball's low and bounces away from the catcher, Ekros, at his feet, and just not able to get a good grip on it, so Workman with a stolen base to get into scoring position. Here's the 1-0 to Lejo. That pitch missed somewhere, and it's 2-0. May have been inside. The pitch. That breaking ball can't find the zone, and Lejo way ahead now, 3-0, and I imagine he'll be taking the entire way. The pitch as Workman's going, and throw down to third is spiked down there. It rolls into left field, and Workman's going to score. So a stolen base for Workman, and then he'll reach the plate on the error by the catcher. So the pitch missed. So Lejo on first with the Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed with a strikeout and a double today. Has scored Delta's first run on the Brendan Bear home run back in the first inning. So we'll see what Reed can do with his third at bat of the day. The pitch, low and inside. Good lead by Lejo down at first base. He does have a stolen base on the year, so he's got some speed down there. That's right to go. Takes a good lead, held on by shoulder. Squires checks him out, and this pitch lifted in a deep play, and the freshman's first high school baseball home run. Ty all smiles as he comes home and is celebrated by his teammates. Delta's busted this one open, 8-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Moffitt County head coach Brian Jennings out of the dugout after that blast. Sorry about that, folks. So, the home run call, as good as it was, got me in the back of my throat there. So, Delta leads 8-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs here, bottom of three, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando 1-for-2 with an RBI today. I also still won a base. Takes a breaking ball for ball one. Here's the 1-0. That sails on Squires, and it's 2-0. The pitch misses outside. Clay should be taking all the way here, and that one, this is inside and a four-pitch walk, so Lando will bring Brendan Bear to the plate. Bear and a two-run homer in the first. Tied the score at that point for Delta, and since then, Delta's put six more on the board. They lead 8-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in the bottom of the third inning. Squires comes home, catches the outside corner for a strike. Squires scares it. Long look over at Clay at first. Now comes home. Clay is going. Ekroff can't get the handle on the ball, and throw down is short. So second stolen base of the day for Landon Clay. And now Bear going to have to be tough with two. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, and it's going to roll away from Ekroff, but Clay either didn't get a good read on it or didn't feel that the ball was far enough away from the catcher. So the count's 1-2 to Bear. Left-on-left matchup is Peck working in and out on Clay, and a swing and a miss. We'll end the inning. So A&M creation strikeout, but Delta does more damage, plating four in the inning on three hits. Left the runner on. There's the one error by the Bulldogs. So we will go to the top of the fourth. Braden Sprout back out to the mound. He'll face the 6-7 and the 8 hole hitters. That'll be Ekroff, Shoulder, and Murphy for the Bulldogs. My broadcast is Delta Panthers basketball, or baseball, excuse me, sponsored by the Sunflower Room. Do you need help with your locks? Let Stacy Stanicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today at 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. My broadcast also sponsored by Dowden Steel and Machines. Since 1933, Dowden Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowden Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's the Dowden Steel and Machine. So Easton Ekroff will come to the plate for the Bulldogs. Ekroff led off the second with a single. Tucker trying first pitch to Ekroff. Bounce foul at the plate. So Ekroff will step out now, back in. Sprout stares in, has his sign, and delivers. This one, on the outside corner, it's fouled off on the right side out of play. And Sprout now way ahead on Ekroff. The pitch. That missed just low. Here's the 1-2. Low and inside, the count's even at 2 now. The pitch. This one's lifted into center field. Leho sprinting over makes the catch. Sinking fly ball, and Leho puts his glove out, and the ball lands softly into it for the first out of the inning. Casey Shoulder struck out swinging in the second inning. It's only a bat of the day. First baseman will stand in and take his hats once again against Sprout. The pitch. Taken for a strike. The pitch. That missed somewhere. Not entirely sure where. And the count's even at one. One ball, one strike, one out here. Top of four. Delta leads 8-2 on the Center Fire Room scoreboard. The pitch. That also missed. I'm not sure where. The breaking ball. Here's the 2-1 to shoulder. That one dropped in for a strike, and the count's even. The pitch. Fastball blew it by him, swing and a miss. It'll be the fourth strikeout of the day for Sprout. And Court Murphy will come to the plate. Murphy singled back in the second inning and stole a base before he was left on second. Two outs here, top of four. The pitch, swing and a miss. Sprouty dealing now. Mixing up his pitches very well. The pitch. That one's at the knees for strike two. Sprout has this batter confused. Murphy doesn't know what's coming left. Next, I imagine it's a breaking ball. On the inside, the pitch. Nope. It was a fastball on the outside half for strike three, swinging. Five strikeouts for Sprout, and Delta gets the Bulldogs to go 1-2-3 for the first time today. Two up in the bottom of the inning for the Panthers. Trayton Sandoval set to lead off, followed by Porter and Sprout. My broadcast brought to you by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Another sponsor of my broadcast, Delta Cabinet Company. It's got cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company's been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Presenting sponsor of my broadcast is Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance. It's Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Derek Squire finishes up his warm-up process. And Trayton Sandoval will step into the right side. Tank, 0-for-2 today. The pitch. This one. The third, and it's going to be through the third baseman, Nolan. And it's going to roll past left fielder, and Tank with a two-base error ends up on second by an error by the third baseman. Good hustle by Trayton out of the box. saw that the left fielder was not charging hard, turned at first, and ended up at second. Lance Porter to the plate. Porter 0 for 2 today. The pitch. This one lifted into left field. The left fielder, Briggs, is back. And kind of hard to hold up off the second, but they're going to wave him home. Here he comes. Oh, the play at the plate. Scores. An RBI double for Porter. And then Porter ends up on third because of the error by the left fielder. That'll bring Sprout to the plate. Sprouty 2 for 2 with a couple of runs scored and a stolen base today. The pitch. Breaking ball, 12-6, drops in for a strike. No outs, bottom of 4, Delta leads 9-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The 0-2 pitch to Sprout. Misses inside, McKenna's even. Long look in by Squires. The pitch. Way outside, and Sprouty swung at a bad pitch. So Sprout going to have to be tough with two in battle here at the plate now. Here's the pitch. This one chops foul. So Squires will walk around the mound. Sprout will be back into the left side in this left-on-left matchup. The pitch. Sprout lays off a low pitch, and the count's even. Porter, the runner on third. The pitch. That misses high, and the count's now full, so Sprout coming back from 0-2 to fill the count. Here's the payoff pitch. Throwing outside, ball 4. So Sprouty draws the Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay, 1 for 2 today with a run scored. He's also got a strikeout. Did not have a good at-bat last inning. Was a 3-pitch strikeout looking. So looking to make amends here. Sprout with a really good leadoff of first, held on by shoulder. Dowdy stealing machine. Pickoff throw may have gotten Sprout, but it's going to get away from the first baseman's shoulder, and Porter will score. So Delta placed their second run of the inning. They lead 10-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I'm not sure if Sprout got hit with the ball or caught a cleat, but it looks to be okay. So he'll take another good lead off of first. Here's the pitch to Clay. Logan takes the ball way high. It's almost like Sprout is daring Squires to throw over. Squires comes home. That one fails. Dowdy field machine. Pickoff throw by the catcher, not in time. Sprout back. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Squires. That one also fails. And they'll play with a very favorable count at the plate, 3-0. Imagine he'll be taking the entire way here. The pitch. That's the 4-pitch walk. Good block by the catcher Ekroff to keep it from rolling to the backstop. No outs here. Bottom of 4. And catcher Ekroff out to talk to Squires. So, back-to-back walks, and Delta's got runners at first and second. It's Sprout out at second, Clay at first, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman came in as a pinch hitter last inning, and it was a one-man wrecking crew. Got a single, stole second, stole third, and then scored the run after a throwing error by the catcher. He takes strike one on the Taco Time first pitch from Squires. Squires going to turn and throw down to second. Patty Stealing Machine kickoff throw offline as Peck was working in and out on Sprout. Sprout still back in plenty of time. Short lead by Clay at first. The throw home is going to hit Workman, so that will load the bases for the Panthers. And Brett Leho will come to the plate. Brett, without an official at bat today, he walked last inning and scored. He reached on an error in the second. So Sprout at third, Clay at second, Workman at first. The pitch. Breaking ball drops in for strike one. No outs here. Bottom of four. Delta leads 10-2 on the Sunflower Rune scoreboard. The pitch. That breaking ball misses high and the count's even. Squires. The pitch. That breaking ball missed. It broke early and it was low when it got to the plate. Here's the 2-1. That one's low and it'll bounce away from Ekroff, but he tracks it down. So Leho with a hitter's count now 3-1. Big deep breath from Brett as he steps back into the right side. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Leo was looking to unload the bases with one swing of the bat. Might have made contact, but he kept his head in instead. The count's full. Here's the payoff pitch from Squires. That misses on the outside corner, and Leho gets an easy RBI with the fourth walk in a row. And after the Delta Cabinet Company walk there, I think we might be seeing a pitching change as Brian Jennings will step out of the dugout once again as Delta goes up 11-2 on the Sunflower Rune scoreboard. We will have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change as it looks like number 8, Zaylin Kirby, will come into the game. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who serve specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So we will see where players go defensively. It looks like shoulder is still at first. I think Squires may be coming into play second, because I don't see a second baseman out there, although there are three guys in the outfield. So maybe Squires will be going into the outfield. So it looks like we're going to have
Jalen Hurry.
So I think Kirby will come in for Murphy. Squires will go to right field. And I believe that will be the only defensive change. So Kirby finishing his warm-up throws here. Just take a look at his numbers real quick on the season. So this will be Kirby's first appearance on the year. Kirby just a sophomore, so a young kid here. Getting his shot at varsity. He comes in to try to clean up a mess here as Derek Squires leaves the mound with the bases loaded, having four great walks. No outs. Bottom of the fourth, Delta leads 11-2, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed, 2-for-3 today, the two-run homer last inning, and a double in the first inning, has scored twice. Also has a strikeout in there, so bases loaded, and the Taco Time first pitch to Reed from Kirby. Bounces to the plate. So Kirby stares in the right on right. And the pitch. That one's low, ball two. Here's the 2-0 to Reed. That one sails high and away, and it's 3-0 to the Delta right fielder. Timeout called at the plate. It's actually the field umpire, I believe, calling timeout. Didn't like the way that baseball looked, so they're going to swap it out for another one. So 3-0 to count to Reed. Kirby has his sign. And he'll kick and fire. Breaking ball misses, and got a walk in a run, another RBI for Reed.
Number 2, Landon Clay.
So Logan Clay will score from third. Workman is now at third. Leho at second. Reed at first. And Landon Clay to the plate. Clay, 1-for-2 today. Has walked, stolen a couple bases. Also has an RBI. Okay, ball one. Still no outs here. Bottom of the fourth. Delta leads 12-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bases are jacked. Clay just looking for a base hit, doing some more damage. The pitch. That one catches the zone. The slider in for a strike. Mm-hmm. pitch. That misses inside. And Clay back ahead in the count, 2-1. The pitch. That one's in the dirt, bounces away from the catcher, Ekroff, but he did a great job of keeping it in front of him, and the count's 3-1 to Clay. The 3-1. That tails inside for the sixth straight walk of the inning. Another run scores, and Delta leaves the bases loaded. And Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear is 1-for-2 today with a 2-run home run. He's also walked, struck out last inning. The pitch. So Kirby trying to nibble on that one and misses. It's 1-0. Nice batter in the inning for Delta. The pitch. This one on the ground to second. Miller up with it. Goes to Peck at second. On to first. Bounces it there, and Bear will be safe. Two more runs score. Leho and Reed. So one out in the inning. And a courtesy runner down at first for Bear. It'll be Jesse Delgado. And Trenton Sandoval will come to the plate. Trenton 0-for-2, reached on an error last inning and scored. Actually, that was to lead off this inning. As Delta has batted through. The pitch. That's going to hit it. So the catcher, Ekroff, will be out to talk to Kirby. So Delgado will be at second. Sandoval at first, and Lance Porter coming to the plate. So Lance had an RBI double earlier this inning, came around to score himself. He's got runners at first and second. The pitch, swing and a miss. Delta leads 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One out here, bottom of four. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That pitch misses. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So Porter steps out now, back in. Kirby stares in, has his sign. And now he'll step off. Delgado at second, Sandoval at first. The pitch. Breaking ball misses, and the count's even. Here's the 2-2. Porter's going to take, and the count's full. Long look in by Kirby. Down set. Here's the payoff pitch. That missed inside, and the bases are loaded once again, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout 2-for-2 with a walk, 3 runs scored, a stolen base. He's had himself a pretty good game, not to mention what he's done on the mound today, only allowing the 2-run home run in the first inning and nothing else. We're out here, bottom of 4. The pitch, outside, ball 1. Delta leads 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looking to add to that here. Again, bases loaded. The pitch, that catches the outside corner and the count's even. Here's the 1-1, taken outside for a ball, just off the plate. Kirby stares in, he's set, and delivers. This one's going to be fouled back off the backstop. Count's even. The pitch. This one's lined just past Peck into left field. Run scores. Sandoval stumbled as he came off the second, so he'll be in it safe at third. An RBI single for Sprout. He had his successful day and batting in the designated hitter spot will be Chaz Wilkes. Chaz is who the designated hitter Logan Clay was batting for. So Wilkes, this very well could be Chaz's first at bat of the season. Nope, he's had one other at bat this year. So it'll be his second at bat of the season. So he'll stay in and obviously play second, but now he's going to get a chance to swing the lumber, or the aluminum as the case may be. So bases still loaded. Delta leads 16-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. The 0-1 is going to bounce away from the catcher. Sandoval sprinting home. Delta leads 17-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter's at third, Sprouts at second. And that's the end of the first game as Delta is ahead by 15. So 20 after 3, 15 after 4. Here we are in the fifth, in the fourth, so Delta will have an anticlimactic victory on a wild pitch. So, player of the game, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Player of the game is going to be Braden Sprout. At the plate today, Braden was perfect, had 3 hits. He walked, scored three runs, had an RBI, stole a base, and then on the mound, only allowed two runs, had five strikeouts and a walk. So, once again, final score, Delta 17, Moffitt County 2. Stick around. We'll have more baseball here in just a bit, as game two will be underway probably about half hour or so. So you're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. We'll talk to you in just a bit, folks. Stay tuned.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your... With all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. It serves Mexican restaurants and specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. should ghost you for a quick, delicious meal. 107 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 58. Sports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Mover Pre-Owned is Easter Shop Saving Money from Hilton Motor Company. Then a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HelmanMotorsCo.com to stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Samicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coatings, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Trusted State Farm Insurance.
Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Fire State Farm. Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta. Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. 107 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Sports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance. Mover Pre-Owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Melbourne Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Samicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, bar coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance. Delta Cat. cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. But Sports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in snowmobile service and repairs. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Move a pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helping Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HelmanMotorsCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Samicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Since 1935, Dowden Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowden Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer's Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop job. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Safe and Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Brand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who keeping snowmobile service and repairs. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Boomer Creo and your sister shop, Saban Bars from Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus first made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Tacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Tacy Samicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Machine. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It should go to you for a quick delicious meal. 107 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in snowmobile service and repairs. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Boomer Creo and your sister shop, Saban Bars from Melvin Motor Company. Santa vehicles for every budget, plus service made easy with drop off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Casey at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Simicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Doughton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your done right. Give them a call at 47518. That's Doughton Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. should jolt you for a quick, delicious meal. 107 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new product and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in snowmobile service and repairs. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorShow.com to stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you, the Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Welcome back to Delta Panthers Baseball here at Delta High School, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta won the first game 17-2. Getting ready to start game two. Your starting lineups brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget. So service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Starters for the Moffitt County Bulldogs leading off and pitching will be number 2, Daniel Running, batting second, the fielder, number 7, Derek Squires, batting third, the designated hitter, number 15, Ryan Peck, will be hitting for the right fielder, number 12, Marcus Romero, batting cleanup for the Bulldogs will be their shortstop, number 9, Carson Miller, batting fifth, the second baseman, number 1, Easton Briggs, batting sixth, the catcher, number 11, Easton Ekroff. In the 7 hole will be the first baseman, number 5, Casey Shoulder. Batting 8, the left fielder, number 10, Court Murphy. And batting 9, the third baseman, number 6, Max Nolan. For the Panthers, leading off, playing right field, number 7, Ty Reed. Batting 2nd, the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting 3rd, the catcher, number 27, Brendan Baker. In the cleanup spot for game 2 will be the first baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Batting 5th, the starting pitcher, number 14, Trayton Sandoval. Batting 6th will be the center fielder, number 19, Braden Stott. Batting 7th, the third baseman, number 4, Connor Workman. In the 8 hole for the second baseman, number 21, Jesse Delgado. And batting 9th will be the left fielder, Brett Leho. Take a look at Tank's numbers here on the season. He's been pitching really well. A 5 earned run average in 4 appearances. 5 walks, 7 strikeouts. So last week he came in relief when we were here and really had his curveball working. I believe that was against Coleridge in the first game. He came in relief and gave his team a chance to get back into the game, and just they couldn't pull it off, but it was a great performance by Trent Creighton. So Daniel Running will come to the plate in the first game. Running was 1-for-2, scored a run. scored one of the two runs by the Bulldogs. He was on base when Brian Peck came up and hit his home run. So this is the only two runs that the Bulldogs scored. First pitch missed for a ball. The second one was fouled back out of play, and the count's now even at one. Actually, the first one was a called strike, so 0-2, and that pitch check swing, and it's 1-2. The pitch. It's inside, and the count's full. Is make it 3-1. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, so a leadoff walk for running. And now Derek Squires will come to the plate. Squires, starting pitcher last game, he's a center fielder. He's in center field for game two. He went 1-for-2 with a couple RBIs. Well, that's not right. He went 1-for-2. Taco time, first pitch to Squires is in for a strike. Pitch, the runner's going. That pitch missed, and running has the stolen base. Counts even at 1 now to Squires. The pitch. Missed outside. It's 2-1. The pitch. That sailed outside, and it's 3-1. So Sandoval struggling to find the strike zone a little bit here to start game number two. The pitch. This one fell back to the backstop and the count's full. Sandoval stares in, has his sign, checks the runner running down at second, now comes home. This one lined it toward second, and that's going to be through for a hit. Running's going to be waved in as Sprout comes up with it in the outfield. So Squires with an RBI single. And again, Moffitt County on the board first, 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ryan Peck will come to the plate. Peck with the two-run homer in game one. He also walked. Squires is going. Throw down by Bear is not in time. Pitch was in for a strike to Peck. Here's the 0-1. That misses and the count's even. The pitch. Low and outside, and it's 2-1 to Peck. Squires the runner on second. No outs here. Still top of the first. Moffitt County leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. Abs in there for a strike, which I'm seeing it too. The pitch. That just missed the zone of account full. Sandoval looking for the outside of the plate and just missed it. Delgado and Clay working in and out on the runner Squires at second. This pitch will be fouled off out of play on the right side. Sandoval stares in. He has his sign. The payoff pitch is outside. Ball four. So another Delta Cabinet Company walk, and there'll be runners at first and second in the cleanup batter. Carson Miller coming to the plate. Miller 0 for 2 in game 1. Not a lot of plate appearances to come by in the first game for the Bulldogs. Sandoval checks the runners. Now he'll come home. This is outside for a ball. The pitch. That misses high. Keaton Ryder out of the dugout talked to Sandoval on the mound. Taco Time's a proud sponsor of my broadcast streaming here. Taco Time's a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Delta Cabinet Company is also a proud sponsor. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. From conference on the mound over. Counts 2-0 to Carson Miller. Sandoval stares in. Checks the runners. Now he's set. The pitch. This one popped up back out of play over the backstop. Miller steps out now, back in. The pitch. This one's low in the zone. It's popped up to left. Over to make the catch is Lejo. He fires it back in. Runners can't advance. That's the first out of the inning. So Easton Briggs will come to the plate now. Briggs 0 for 2 with a strikeout in game 1. Sandoval checks the runners, kicks and fires. That one's going to hit Briggs and load the bases for the Bulldogs. So Easton Ekros will now be up. The Bulldog catcher, 1 for 2 in game 1. He comes in here with the bases loaded and 1 out for top of the first inning. Just caught up 0-1 on the sun, or 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Just on the ground, Clay dishes to Delgado at second, and Delta turns 2 to get out of the inning. Limited the damage, 6-4-3 on the putout. So, like I said, 1 run on 1 hit, 2 left, make it 3 left on for the Bulldogs. Delta gets out of the jam, and We will go to the Delta half of the first. Reed, Clay, and Bear set to come to the plate. My streaming broadcast is sponsored by the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. Also, Dowdy Steel and Machine, a proud sponsor. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machines. So Daniel running the right-handed hurler for the Bulldogs. Running on the season, 5.25 ERA in three appearances, 5, make it 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. He has an on-base average against of 133, so another effective pitcher for the Bulldogs, but Delta was able to tee off on Derek Squires in game one. We'll see what kind of luck they have here against the right-handed running. So I thought we might see Ryan Tech start here in the second game, but he is the designated hitter here to start. We'll see how, if he plays into any sort of pitching rotation here. Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed went 2-for-3 with a double and a home run, a couple RBIs, a walk. Scored 3 runs in game one. He had a really good game. Looking to keep things going here and stay hot in game two. Taco time, first pitch to Reed. Catches the corner for ball one, or strike one. The pitch. Now back to the backstop, and now Reed quickly down 0-2, going to have to be top in battle. The pitch. It's one huge foul without a play on the right side. Pitch. This one lifted into left field. It's going deep, and it is off the face of the wall. Reed rounds first, headed for second, and leadoff double for the Panthers as Reed gets into second, standing up. That one was a foot from being Ty Reed's second home run of his high school career. Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando had a single, a couple walks, and an RBI in game one. The pitch, high and tight on Lando, and that's ball one. Reed the runner on second by way of the leadoff double. Running will check him, now stares in, looks back at Reed, and comes home. Breaking ball, can't get it to drop into the zone, and it's 2-0 to Clay. The pitch. Outside ball three. again for running. Deliver strike one. The pitch. Playing tight again, and a five-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Delta now with runners at first and second, and Brendan Baer coming to the plate. Brendan, 1-for-2 with a home run, a couple RBIs, scored a run, and also struck out in game one. The pitch, this is outside, ball one. Third batter of the inning, no out so far. The pitch, misses high, bounces off the catcher Ekroff's glove, but doesn't get too far. Runner's not able to advance. The pitch, swing and a miss. Bear, not able to catch up with the two-seamer, and it's now 2-1. Running checks the runners. The pitch, high for ball three. Long look in for running. Here's the pitch, and that misses outside. Another five-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk, and base is full of Panthers, and cleanup batter Lance Porter into up to hit. Chaz Wilkes will come in as the courtesy runner for Bear. So Wilkes down at first, Clay at second, Reed at third, and Porter at the plate. No outs. Bulldogs lead the Panthers 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, but Porter looking to change that with one swing of the bat. The pitch, foul back out of play. Porter out, steps out, now back in, and the pitch. That one's low, counts even at one. Running, checks the runners, now comes home. That pitch is low. It's 2-1 to Porter. The pitch. So it's going to be popped up back out of play. Porter will step out, now back in. Infield playing in to try to cut down the run at home, and the 2-2 misses, and the count is full. So middle infielders at double play depth, corner infielders playing in on the grass. Outfielders straight away, that pitch in the dirt bounces away from the catcher, Ekroff, but it's a Delta Cabinet Company walk. Three straight walks here after a leadoff double by Reed, and Delta's tied the score at one on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That'll bring the pitcher Creighton Sandoval to the plate. Takes strike one. Sanko for two. Reached on an error. Was hit by a pitch in game one. He also scored a couple runs. The pitch. This one jammed in and hit off the knuckles foul on the third base side. So Creighton going to have to be tough with two now. Battle while at the plate. Bases still full of Panthers. No outs. The pitch. This one looped out to second, and it's a base knock into right field. One run will score. Two runs will score, and they will hold Porter up at third. Lance going first to third on the RBI single by Sandoval. So Delta leads 3-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll get a courtesy runner out at first for Sandoval. It's going to be Jacob Hancock. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Grado 3-for-3 with an RBI in the first game. We're just going to walk, scored 3 runs. Stands in against the righty running, right on left here, and that pitch is outside. Excuse me, left on right. Sprout, the left-handed hitter. Once again, Delta leads 3-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. No outs here, bottom of the first, bases. Excuse me, runners at first and third, and that wild pitch will score Porter from third. Hancock advances to second. So the first 4 batters for the Panthers score here in the bottom of the first inning. And it's a 2-0 count to Sprout. The pitch comes inside. That's going to hit him. So Sprout will be on at first, Hancock at second, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman came in as a pinch hitter in game one. He went 1-for-1 with an RBI, a walk, and 2 runs. Catcher Ekroff out to talk to running on the mound. So Sprout at first, Hancock at second as the courtesy runner. Workman looks to maybe bunt, but pulls back, takes ball one. Here's the 1-0, taken for strike one, and the count even. That pitch right down the center of the plate, and Orford looked like it was not what he was expecting. The 1-1, this one chopped foul on the third base side. So Orford's going to have to be tough with two now in battle. Long look in by running. Now the pitch. This one bounced into the hole at third. On to second. That throw's not in time. So Sprout in on the fielder's choice, or Workman on a fielder's choice. Sprout sliding into second. Beats the throw on the slow roller by the shortstop Miller. So Delta once again with the bases jacked. And Jesse Delgado now to the plate. Delgado did not saw time as a courtesy runner in game one. Taco time first pitch to Jesse, who swung on and missed. Delgado batting 500 on the season and 8 at bat. The pitch is low and the count's even. Coach Steve Ryer says Jesse may have the best approach at the plate of anyone on the team right now. This one to Miller at second. He bobbles it. And Delgado is on via the error. And Delta now leads 5-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ninth batter coming to the plate. That's Brett Leho. Base is still loaded. Still no outs in the bottom of the first. The pitch taken by for strike one on the outside corner. Long look in by running. Now the 0-1. That misses outside for a ball. Leo steps up now, back in. The pitch. That's low. And the pitch. In the dirt, ball three. Brennan is set, now delivers. And an easy RBI by Leho on the Delta Cabinet Company walk. 6-1 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Brian Jennings out of the dugout. As Delta will flip the lineup card here with no outs in the bottom of the first. Ty Reed set to come back to the plate. I think Jennings just out there to calm his pitcher down just a little bit. Reed led the Delta half of the first off with a double. Came around to score Delta's first of six runs here in the inning. Home plate umpire out to break the conversation on the mound up. And Reed will troll to the plate. Reed. Pretty hot at the plate right now. He's up there with the bases juiced. The pitch. That misses high. Reed steps out now, back in. The pitch. Down in the zone, and we're going to have an infield fly called. Shortstop Miller comes all the way over in front of second baseman to make the play. So that is the first out of the inning, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay walked and scored earlier this inning. Bases are loaded. The pitch. This one hit back up the middle and through. Another two runs will score for the Panthers as the throw comes home. Delgado slides in safely. So Leho will end up at third on the single. Lando at second on the throw. And Brendan Bear will come to the plate. He walked and scored earlier this inning. One out, bottom of one. Delta leads 8-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch from running outside, ball one. The pitch outside, ball two. Long look in from running. Now he's set. He'll deliver. This one hit foul and out of play on the left side. Bear steps out, now back in. 2-1. Misses outside. He stares in, now he'll be set. Extra runner now delivers. This one hit into left center, and it'll roll to the wall. Run will score. Two runs will score. And the ball's going to get away from the second baseman, Briggs, covering the bag. So another couple runs for Delta on the two RBI double by Bear. Wilkes will come in as the courtesy runner. So Delta leads 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One out here, bottom of the first. Wilkes out on second, and Coach Jennings in the Moffat County dugout pleading with his team to stop the bleeding. Lance Porter takes high ball one. Porter walked and scored earlier this inning. Got an RBI out of it as the bases were loaded. The pitch. Inside, ball two. Briggs and Miller working in and out on Wilkes down at second as Porter fouls this one back and out of play. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, ball three. The 3-1. This one lined into left center. It's dropping quickly. It'll fall in front of the center fielder, Squires. Wilkes will score from the second. Porter pulls up with a stand-up double. Back-to-back double, RBI doubles for the Panthers. So Jennings out of the dugout. I imagine this is going to be a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. As running, we'll go out to the outfield, and it looks like Court Murphy will be coming in to pitch. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products or machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you're the number one priority. So not a good day for Daniel running, allowing 11 runs in a third of an inning. So he gives way to Court Murphy, who was in left field up until about a minute ago. Murphy on the season. This will be his first appearance on the mound, so not entirely sure what to expect. He will face the number 5 hole hitter, Trenton Sandoval. Tank had a 2 RBI single earlier this inning, came around to score. As a matter of fact, Delta's entire lineup scored a run in the first inning. They batted around, and we're about halfway through the second time through, and so Delta has scored 11 runs on only 4 hits today, running, walked 3-4, walked 4 here in the first, and Moffat County also committing an error, so Tank coming to the plate with a runner on second. That's Porter. And the pitch. That's in the dirt, bounces away from the catcher Ekros, and Porter waited to see where that ball went and then advanced to third on the wild pitch. Ekeroff not real quick getting out of the crouch to chase that one down, and Porter took advantage. 1-0 to Sandoval. The pitch. This one is going to be looped into right field. The right fielder, Romero, underneath it, gets it in quickly, but the sack fly will score Delta's 12th run of the game. Two outs here, bottom of one, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout was hit by a pitch and scored earlier in the inning. The pitch, way outside. So Murphy stares in, has his time. He's set, kicks and fires in the dirt. 2-0. Long look in by Murphy. He's ready now and delivers. This one's lined into center field. It's dropping quickly. That'll be a base hit by Sprouty. And that'll bring Connor Workman to the plate. Connor reached on a fielder's choice and scored earlier this inning. He had grounded it to the shortstop Miller, and Miller decided to go to second on a slow roller, and Sprout was able to beat it out at second and kept things going for Delta. The pitch, low and away, ball one. Two outs now in the bottom of the first inning. Delta leads 12-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch on the ground to short. Miller up with it on the first. It's on the ground, and Workman will beat it out. Sprout rounded second, and he will score on an error, and Workman's going to end up at third because nobody's covering. The ball, and Workman will come. So Workman beats out a throw by the shortstop for an infield single. Sprout goes first to third on the play. A throwing error puts Sprout, or scores Sprout. Workman, who I don't think stopped running, and they're going to pull their entire infield after that. Wow. So Workman never stopped running, ended up on third, and then another error scored Connor. So it looks like we're going to have a full on line change almost here on the left side of the infield and the second baseman. So it looks like we're going to get Riley Thompson coming in for Carson Miller at shortstop. As Jesse Delgado comes up and felt the base hit into right center, he's going to be in safe at second. So the hits keep on coming for Delta with that double. And Brett Leo will come to the plate, and Delta has batted through their lineup twice in one inning. Brett walked, had an RBI walk earlier in the inning and scored. The pitch is high. That's going to be a base knock into right. Delgado will score from second as the right fielder, Romero, not able to come up with the ball cleanly. And an RBI single for Lejo, and Delta leads 15-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Ty Reed will come up for the third time in the inning. Ty doubled to lead off the Delta half of the first and then hit into an infield fly for the first out of this inning. Sprout fouls this one at a play on the right side. Here's the 0-1. Way outside. Dowdy Stone Machine pickoff throw down the first trying to get Lejo not in time. So Murphy checks Lejo at first, now comes home with the 1-1. Bats in the dirt past the catcher Ekroff, and Lejo will scamper down to second. Two outs here, bottom of the first, Delta leads 15-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Thompson working it out, Lejo down at second. This pitch in the hole to Thompson, it's short. Reed not able to leg that out, and 6-3 on the putout for the third out of the inning. So Reed making both the first and the last outs of the inning. Delta plating 15 on. I think it was 7 hits. So one heck of an inning for the Panthers here. So we will go to the second now. It's been a while since Sandoval's been on the bump, but he'll face 7, 8, and 9. It'll be Shoulder, Murphy, and Nolan. Our broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by 8-In Creations on Main. They were voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant in Delta. Take seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Delta Ace Hardware is another proud sponsor. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. They're also the sponsor of Panther Pride here. We'll take a look at that real quick. Girls soccer improved to 6-4 overall after defeating Grand Valley 7-2 on Tuesday. Jessica Black led the scoring with 4 goals, while Aylin Bales scored 2 and Josh Eckert had 1. Julia Nelson picked up the win in goal, making 14 fish. Up next for the girls is they're playing Aspen right now, actually, and Aspen's undefeated. So wish them luck over across McLaren, down toward Aspen Way today. That's girls soccer. Taco time first pitch from Sandoval. Misses outside for a ball to Casey Shoulder. Shoulder in game one had a couple of strikeouts. Here's the pitch. That breaker's in there for a strike. Few more like those, and we'll be back in business. The pitch. That breaking ball drops for a strike. Now we're dealing. Sandoval kicks and fires the 1-2 delivery. That's in the dirt, and I can't see him. Thank you. That one also in the dirt and to the backstop. Then the count's full. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Sandoval falling off the mound gets his first strikeout of the game. It's the first out of the inning. And now Court Murphy, the pitcher, will come to the plate. Murphy in game one was 1-for-2 with a strikeout. The pitch, swing and a miss at a pitch that's low in the zone. That it may have actually been across the shoe tops. The pitch, breaking ball, strike two. Sandoval, a little more confidence out there on the mound now. He has his side, and the pitch. That misses outside. I know. Trayton looks in, now delivers the 1-2. This one lifted into the center field. Sprout is over there, and there are two down here in the top of the second inning, and Max Nolan will come to the plate for the Bulldogs. Nolan struck out in the first game, his only at bat. So Delta, who hit through their lineup twice and then some in the bottom of the first inning. This is actually now just Moffitt County's first time through the lineup as the breaking pitch is in for strike one. The 0-1 chopped foul on the third base side, and Sandoval quickly ahead 0-2 on the Bulldog third baseman. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and the Bulldogs go 1-2-3 in their half of the second inning. We'll go to the bottom here. Delta leads 15-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So taking a look at the other defensive changes out there, it looks like Thompson actually came in to play second, and he'll take over the cleanup hole for the Bulldogs in their lineup. Actually, that's Riley Thompson at short, and Aiden Thompson will be at second, coming in for Easton Briggs. And at third base, it looks like it's Valen Kirby who came in for Max Nolan. So Kirby was the one that struck out to end the top of the second inning. So Landon Clay comes to the plate. Clay singled and walked, scored twice last inning. The pitch. This is high. Clay steps out, now back in. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up out to second. Aiden Thompson out. Makes the catch. Delta Panthers Baseball is presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Brendan Baer now to the plate. Baer doubled and walked last inning. Couple of RBIs in the game as well. His courtesy runner, Chaz Wilkes, scored a couple times. The pitch. That catches the outside corner of the plate. That might have been a pity strike, to be honest with you, because the Bulldogs behind 15-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. This one is hit into right center. The center fielder, Squires, is over. And that ball is actually over the fence. So second home run of the season for make it third home run of the season for Bears, second of the day. And Delta leads 16-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So one out here, bottom of the second inning. And Lance Porter comes to the plate. Porter doubled and walked last inning. A couple of RBIs and a couple of runs scored. Chakotang first pitch misses, ball one. The pitch is tight, and it's ball two. Way inside on that pitch. Here's the 2-0 for Murphy, and that's outside, ball three. And the pitch. Porter takes, and that's a four-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk. And Sandoval will come to the plate. Trayton singled and hit a sack fly last inning. Has three RBI on the day. Porter with a good lead down at first. The pitch. This one popped up foul. First base side. First baseman and catcher converge. And the catcher, Ekroff, cannot make the catch. Sandoval will retreat back to home and pick up the bat. My broadcast to Delta Panther Baseball, sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw. Not in time to get Porter at first. Murphy checks the runner at first, held on by the first baseman's shoulder. The pitch in the dirt. And the count's even to Sandoval now. Sandoval steps out now, back in. Murphy's ready and delivers. That's in the dirt. And it's 2-1. Dowdy Steel Machine, pickoff throw down to first. Not in time, ball gets away from the first baseman's shoulder. My broadcast, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Pitch, slow roller to short. And the shortstop Alexander can't come up with it. And Sandoval will be on first as a result of that error, and there's runners at first and second now. Jacob Hancock will come in as the courtesy runner at first for Sandoval. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout singled and was hit by a pitch last inning, scored twice. The pitch, high. Murphy digs in at the rubber. Stares in, has his sign, and delivers. That pitch, trying outside, ball two. And the pitch. Swing and a miss from Sprout. My broadcast is brought to you by Hellman Motor Company, new and pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. And that pitch just catches the outside black to even the count at two. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Delta leads 16-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The 2-2 pitch to Sprout is way outside in the count's full. So Sprout steps out, now back in. The payoff pitch from Murphy misses high, and it loads the bases. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Connor Workman to the plate now. He's single to reach for Fielder's Choice, scored twice in the first. He's up at the plate. The base is loaded. Taco time first pitch to Connor, and it was blown outside for a ball. Here's the pitch. That's over Connor's head for ball two. So that's off out to talk to Murphy on the mound. My broadcast for Delta Panthers Baseball was sponsored by Gowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1835, Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Gowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Gowdy Steel and Machine. So back to action now is Workman back into the right side, and the righty Murphy is set. He delivers. This one's going to be lined into center for a base hit. It'll fall. One run will score, and Hancock held up at third, but it's an RBI single for Workman. And that'll bring Jesse Delgado to the plate as the bases remain loaded. Sprouts out at second, Hancock at third, Workman at first. Delgado doubled and reached on an error, scored twice in the first. The pitch, that's going to be a single. It's actually close to the center fielder's Squires couldn't make the play, and Delgado is going to be on third by way of the triple. And that's three more RBIs for Delgado. As three runs come in to score. And Brett Lejo will come to the plate. Lejo singled and walked last inning. A couple RBIs scored. Swings and misses at the Taco Time first pitch. Dowdy Steel and Machine pickoff throw to third, not in time. Delgado back. Delta leads 20-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One out, bottom of two. The pitch, swing and a miss. So Leho going to have to be tough with two in battle now. The pitch misses outside for a ball. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Murphy. This one is hit into center field. The center fielder Squires back on it, makes the play. Delgado will tag from third, and he will score easily. So a sack fly by Leho is the second out of the inning. The sack fly by Leho is the second out of the inning. And Ty Reed will come to the plate as Delta has batted through the order once again. Reed with a check swing foul at the plate. Ty's 1-for-2 with a double today. This is his fourth at bat in two innings. And the pitch. Fouled back to the backstop for strike two. So Ty going to have to be tough with two in battle now. Delta Panthers baseball streaming here is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get equipped today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. And Reed able to foul the 0-2 off and stay alive here. And the pitch misses outside. So bases are empty for the Panthers in Reed with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Delta leads 21-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That misses and the count's even. So deuces wild on the scoreboard, two balls, two strikes, two outs. It's also the second inning, so that's four of a kind. The pitch fouled off on the right side, and Reed continues to battle. Long look in by Murphy. And the pitch. That's blown away. And the count is full. So Reed battling back from an 0-2 count to make it full. And the pitch. That's outside. Ball four. Delta Cabinet Company walk in Delta has batted through. They'll send a pinch hitter to the plate. It's going to be Chaz Wilkes coming in to pinch hit for Landon Clay. And it looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner. It's going to be Kyle Kincaid. A pinch runner at first, Kyle Kincaid. So, once again, Chaz Wilkes coming to the plate to pinch hit for Landon Clay. Chaz was at the plate in game one when the game ended on a wild pitch, so He still only has his one official at bat of the season. Looking to do something here with this opportunity. The pitch. This is going to be popped up on the infield. The first baseman's shoulder underneath it, and he will squeeze it home. So Delta scores 6 more runs here in their half of the second inning, and they now lead 21-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports, another proud sponsor of my broadcast. They're Delta's premier ATV side-by-side, snowmobile, and equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products or machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians that specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. There's a 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Looks like we're going to have a new catcher as Luke Gastineau will be in to catch. Looks like we're going to get an entire new infield as it looks like Delgado's moved over to short. Wilkes is at second. I think that's Hancock at third. As the Taco Time's first pitch to the batter, Daniel Running is in for a strike. Running led off the game with a walk, came around to score the only run for the Bulldogs. This one comes flying in at the head. That's a breaking ball that didn't break, and the count's even at one. So Wilkes is at second. Hancock's at third, and I believe that might be, I'm not sure if that's Lockhart at first. I believe that's Lockhart at first. So Rick Lockhart's at first. Is the 1-1 is called strike two. This pitch to second. Wilk battles the wind, and he will make the pet play. One down in the inning, and coming to the plate now will be Derek Squires, the center fielder. The pitch, this is outside from Sandoval. I believe Kyle Kincaid stayed in to play right, but I can't be certain on that. The pitch, this one on the ground, Wilkes will field it, bobbles a little on to first, and 4-3 on the putouts. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Edison River Drive, truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So two down here, top of three, Delta leads 21-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It's the last hope to keep things going for the Bulldogs, and it is Ryan Peck, designated hitter. He'll take strike one on a slow-moving breaking ball on that Taco Time first pitch. Peck walks in the first inning, was left on base. The pitch is lifted in the center field. Sprout is over, and he will make the catch. Nope, I'm sorry. It's over the wall, and Peck has his second home run of the day. So the Bulldogs are one step closer. One run closer. It's 21-2, and they will at least see the bottom of the third here. As Riley Thompson will come to the plate, this is his first at bat. Pitch is low, ball one. Here's the 1-0. That's in for a strike, a nice two-seamer. Catches the inside of the plate. Two outs here, bottom of three. Delta leads 21-2 on the Sunflower Rune scoreboard. Here's the 1-1, and that was nasty. That curveball started outside of the batter and came in and caught the inside corner of the plate for strike two. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Misses just low. Creighton came back with a fastball and couldn't find the zone. It evens the count. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Sandoval has his sign and he'll deliver. Swing and a miss. That's the end of the top of the third inning. Third strikeout for Sandoval with the inning creations forward K. And so we will go to the bottom of the third. Once again, Delta leads 21-2 on the Sunflower Rune scoreboard. They will send 3, 4, and 5 to the plate. So the catcher's spots due up. That was Luke Gastineau. So we'll see if he actually comes out to hit. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast, Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And Hellman Motor Company, new or pre-owned. He's the shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Luke Gastineau set to lead off for the Panthers here in the bottom of the third inning. Gastineau batting 250 on the season. Four walks, no strikeouts. So Court Murphy out to pitch the bottom of the third inning. Murphy came in relief in the bottom of the first inning when Delta was in the midst of scoring 15 runs. So Gastineau will be in on the left side against the righty Murphy. So Delta just needs one run here in the inning to end the game. See if they can accomplish that. The pitch, way outside, ball one. Gastineau steps out, now back in. Murphy delivers. Gastineau fouls it back to the backstop, and the count's even at one. Murphy stares in. He has his sign. Kicks and fires. That one's high. And the pitch. Taken inside. And it's 3-1 to the Delta catcher. So hitters count for Gastineau. The pitch. That's outside. Ball four. Leadoff walk. And Rick Lockhart will come to the plate. Lockhart came in as a defensive substitution last inning at first base. We'll get a courtesy runner now for the Panthers. It's going to be Donovan Raley. Donnie. Seen him as a relief pitcher a couple times. This will be the first time we've seen him as a courtesy runner. Rip Lockhart came about 2 feet away from a grand slam home run of the second game at the Salt on Tuesday. Lockhart batting .667 on the season with a double. The pitch is going to hit it. To Delta with runners at first and second. And Treaton Sandoval will come to the plate. Delta's pitcher has singled, had a fast fly, and reached on an error today. He's got 3 RBI and 2 runs scored. The pitch, swing and a miss. A base hit here will end the game, in essence. As we have no outs, bottom of the third, and Delta leads 21-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the pitch. This one lifted down the left field line. It's hooking. And a good catch by the left fielder running. And Sandoval is out. Runners can't advance. So that'll bring Joe Black to the plate. And we're going to get conference on the mound. We're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Looks like Riley Thompson will come in to pitch. Court Murphy will go to shortstop. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryan of State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Chuck and Jerry is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Stop and time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Welcome back to Delta High School. One more canter, bottom of the third, one out. Delta leads 21-2. We're going to have a pitching change. It's actually Raylan Kirby, who had been at third base. Murphy, I think, is going to third base now. So, Delta will have runners at first and second. It'll be looks like Donnie Raley at second and Rip Lockhart at first. Joe Black comes to the plate as the pinch hitter. Black batting 500 on the season and two at bats. It means he's 1-for-2. And the pitch, that catches the outside corner for strike one. Kirby looks in, the pitch. This one's going to be line to right. And the right fielder, Romero, makes an incredible throw to double off Rayleigh at third. I'm not sure I agree with that because he looks safe to me regardless. That's the third out of the inning, and we will go to the fourth with Delta leading 21-2 on the Sunflower Rune scoreboard. Due up for the Bulldogs will be 5, 6, and 7. Looks like Aiden Thompson, Ekroth, and Shoulder. We will take a break in listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Mark Karen back with you as Creighton Sandoval is out to work the fourth. So just to review, your infield looks like this. First to third, Lockhart, Wilkes, Elgato, and Hancock. Left to right in the outfield will be Leo Sprout and Kincaid. Behind the plate is Gaston, and like I said, Sandoval still on the mound. So Aiden Thompson will come to the plate. He came in as a defensive substitution, I believe, in the second inning. So, excuse me, it's Aiden Alexander, not Aiden Thompson. So he takes ball one. Looks like it might be the first at bat of the season for Alexander. The 1-0 pitch is going to be lined into center for a base hit. So that'll bring Easton Ekroth, the catcher, to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today. So Alexander, the runner on first. Sandoval steps off now, back on the rubber. Scares in for his sign. Lockhart holding Alexander on first. The pitch outside. Here's the pitch. That one on the outside corner is a strike. Counts even. Here comes the 1-1 from Sandoval. That's a strike. So Creighton now ahead in the count 1-2. And he'll look over at the runner Alexander at first. Now staring for the sign. He's got it. And the pitch. Can't get Ekroth to chase that one, and counts even at 2 now. The pitch. This one yanked down the left field line and foul. So the count remains even at two. Sandoval shakes off a couple of signs. Now he'll come set. And the pitch. This one will be lined over Wilkes' head at second in the right center. Sprout up with it, fires it in quickly. And it's going to get away from the infield. And on the throw, Eckworth advances to second. So Alexander goes from first to third and back-to-back singles. Bulldogs have a runner in scoring, couple runners in scoring position. Casey shoulder to the plate. He struck out in the second. The pitch. That's the ball. Here comes the 1-0 from Sandoval. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Shoulder steps out, gathers himself. Now he'll step back in. Tank's got his sign. And the pitch. That misses outside. Here comes the 2-1 from Sandoval. That fastball's in there for a strike. Sorry, that might have been a change-up, but regardless, the count's even at 2. Long look in by Sandoval. He's got what he wants now. And the pitch. This one will be poked foul on the right side out of play. No outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Delta leads 21-2 on the Sunfire Room scoreboard. Count is even at 2 to the Bulldog first baseman. Here's the pitch from Sandoval. This one fouled at the plate. So count will remain even. We'll do it all over again. Sandoval looking to win the battle. The pitch. That is strike three looking. Fourth strikeout of the game for Trayton and first out of the inning. Runners remain second and third, and Court Murphy will come to the plate. He flew out to center field in the second inning. Soccer time, first pitch to Murphy, swing and a miss. Sandoval stares in, has the sign, kicks and fires. Misses outside. Counts even at 1. The pitch in the dirt, good block by Bear on the outside. Sandoval stares in again. He'll be ready. Delivers the 2-1. He'll miss high, and it's 3-1. And the pitch, this one lifted up on the left side, Hancock coming in and makes the catch on the baseline. Two outs, and runners had to hold because it was a pop-up down the short on the third baseline, and Zaylin Kirby will come to the plate. He struck out in the second inning. The pitch is low for a ball. The pitch on the ground to second. Wilt up with it, over to first, and that will be the ball game. So a little trouble early for the Panthers in this inning, putting the first two runners on board, but then they settled down and were able to get the next three batters out. Player of the game, I think we'll give it to Trayton Sandoval, who pitched a heck of a game today, only allowing the two runs, struck out four at the plate. He was had three RBI today, had a single, scored a couple of runs. So a good all-around game for Trayton. Delta will travel to Roaring Fork for a doubleheader on Wednesday. First pitch for that game is, for game one, that is scheduled for 2 p.m. I'll be streaming shortly before that. Once again, final score of game two, Delta 21, Moffitt County 2. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Have a good afternoon.